This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Race has a long, disturbing legacy with the Boston Red Sox. Today, the team boasts a diverse group of stars, Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. among them. But the Red Sox were the last team in Major League Baseball to integrate. Now, principal owner John Henry says he wants to address that uncomfortable legacy. The Sox confirmed today that Henry is working with the city to change the name of Yawkey Way. Yawkey Way is the street that runs right by Fenway Park. It was named after longtime owner Tom Yawkey, who was known for his racist views. Howard Bryant is a writer with ESPN the magazine. He's also author of the book Shut Out, a story of race and baseball in Boston.
The real history with Yawkey obviously stems to the relationship with the Red Sox and Jackie Robinson, that the Red Sox could have been the first team to integrate in 1945 when they had Jackie Robinson in for a tryout, and ended up being the last team to integrate in 1959 with Pumsey Green. And so because of that, and then on top of that being a team that was very slow to sign African-American players after integration, and then also being a team that where the Red Sox didn't sign black free agents back in the 70s all the way up until Dan Duquette took over as GM in the 1990s, that the Red Sox had a long history of just being an unwelcome place for African-American players. And it wasn't until John Henry bought the team in 2002 where you actually had a Red Sox ownership that was committed to trying not to have that same legacy, where they wanted to actively sort of distance themselves from it.
This is a very significant announcement, though, in large part because it's not just Tom Yawkey who has a legacy with the Red Sox, but also Gene Yawkey, his widow. In terms of the fans very well knowing, having to walk on Yawkey Way every time they go to Fenway Park, what is the larger import of this?
Well, it's an enormous announcement for a few reasons. And I think you're right. One of the biggest is because the Yawkey name is dynastic. It is an iconic name in the city of Boston, whether you're talking about the Jimmy Fund or whether you're talking about the amount of money that the Yawkeys put into the children's hospitals and
all over. You see the Yawkey name everywhere.
Exactly. Everywhere you go, you see that name. I wrote a column on this for ESPN a couple of years ago about how I wasn't sure how I felt about that sort of erasing of history and the implications of that. I think that history can't just be painted over. And I think that there's something to be said about maintaining some of those names and maybe adding a fair amount of information to them instead of taking them and putting them away. I know there are a lot of people who would be very happy to see the Yawkey name go, but I think as a native Bostonian, for me, I think you lose a little bit when you erase things that have big significant meanings to people as well.
What do you lose, in your view?
Well, I think you lose some continuity. And obviously, I think that it's a very delicate thing. And I think if John Henry decided that for the history of the Red Sox and to undo what had been done and the polarizing name that the Yawkey name has, no matter how much money that the Yawkeys give, no matter what the Yawkeys do, the Yawkey name will always be associated with racism in Boston and always be associated with racism with the Boston Red Sox. And if John Henry recognizes that that's something that's simply not worth carrying, they can always put the name back to Jersey Street like it used to be before it was Yawkey Way. So once again, history keeps changing and it keeps moving forward. But I also give John Henry a lot of credit for paying attention to this, because when we first met back in 2002, he had told me that this was a name that made him uncomfortable. And I remember, as he told me when I interviewed him for this book, he said, "I will make you one promise. What we are now is not what we were." And I think today's announcement sort of speaks to that.
One more question, Howard Bryant. Do you feel like this would have happened if the events over the past week, 2 weeks, with Charlottesville in particular, had not happened?
Well, yeah, I don't think so. And I look at this, and I've been thinking about everything here when we're talking about bringing down Confederate monuments that have been here for almost 100 years. And you're looking at all of this sudden recognition that, gee, maybe we have a racist country that we live in, and that there's no real reason necessarily to have some of these monuments for a government that attempted to overthrow the United States. And I start thinking to myself, well, what took so long? Why now? But maybe the way to think about it is in a different way. Maybe the way to think about it is to simply say, well, whatever the cause for the recognition is important.
Thank you very much, Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN the magazine. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Howard Bryant speaking to us about Red Sox owner John Henry's desire to get Yawkey Way outside of Fenway Park renamed. Mayor Marty Walsh today said he supports the idea. The Yawkey Foundation has released a statement saying it's disheartened by any effort to embroil the Yawkey family into today's political controversy. It says the Yawkey's philanthropy has always been colorblind.